Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. Fires in the northeast corner of the state and Canada may send smoke Fairbanks' way soon. Sam Harrell is with the Bureau of Land Management. He says despite the high rivers and rain in the Fairbanks region, residents could see and smell the plumes of northeast fires.
We still have some pretty good fires burning up there that are putting up a lot of smoke. In addition to those, there's quite a few fires over in the Yukon that are putting up smoke. And with the way the winds are blowing and forecasted to blow here in the next few days, it's going to come in here.
Harrell says firefighters are targeting native allotments and cabins in the region. The Fairbanks Police Department is charging a man for murder in the death of his girlfriend. Police say last Saturday they and the fire department responded to a call at the couple's apartment at 512 A Street. They found 29-year-old Robin L. Gray dead at the scene. Gray's boyfriend, Roberto Leal Jr., 37, and the couple's two children were in the apartment at the time. Yesterday, police say they received the state medical examiner's autopsy report on Gray. The examiner determined she had died from strangulation and suffocation and classified the death as a homicide. Yesterday, police arrested Leal and charged him with murder in the second degree. Leal is now in Fairbanks Correctional Center. The Office of Children's Services placed the couple's children with family members. Fairbanks police say they're continuing their investigation into the case. The EPA is reversing course on its action to thwart the proposed pebble mine in the Bristol Bay watershed. The Obama administration's Clean Water Act restrictions, if finalized, would have made it hard for Pebble Limited Partnership to develop a major gold and copper deposit in southwest Alaska. Pebble settled a lawsuit against the EPA in May. As part of that settlement, the EPA agreed to begin undoing its so-called preemptive veto on the project. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says he wants to give Pebble a fair chance to apply for a permit. United Tribes of Bristol Bay, commercial fishermen and lodge owners in the region oppose the mine despite Pebble's promise of environmental safeguards. Pebble CEO Tom Collier says the partnership hopes to reveal a downsize plan for the mine later this year. And the state of Alaska will not provide voter information to the White House for the time being. The Trump administration's Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity has suspended its request for voter information from the Alaska Division of Elections. The commission's nationwide voter fraud investigation has been put on hold because of a pending lawsuit by the Electronic Privacy Information Center. The lawsuit alleges that the commission failed to ensure that submitted data would be secure. It also says the request for voter information is a violation of citizens' constitutional right to privacy. On June 28, the Election Integrity Commission's vice chair, Chris Kobach, sent a letter to Alaska Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott requesting all publicly available voter information. The state had been preparing a response that only contained information available under the Alaska Public Records Act. NBC reports that 19 states have refused the original request for data. 26 other states, including Alaska, agreed to provide data that was already publicly available. I'm Robert Hannon.